Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a British doctor has been getting an awful lot of attention online this week for claiming she can taste names. Synesthesia is a broad term for a neurological condition in which information meant to stimulate one of your senses actually stimulates several of them. Other examples include seeing colours when you hear music or seeing a smell. Andrea Mara is a crime author and a synesthete. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she joins me now. Andrea, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait to talk to you, Andrea. Tell me what it's like.
Well, I didn't know it was a thing until I found out not everybody had it. But for me, I have color grapheme synesthesia, where I see days of the week and months of the year and numbers and people's names and letters of the alphabet in color. And I have number form synesthesia as well, where you see time as sort of a mental map. Like for me, it's a clock face. For other people, it might be a linear path. So those are actually two quite common ones.
Wow.
And I think the ones where you taste things sound a lot more exciting.
I don't know. What you have is great as well. Tell me this, though. How quickly does it happen? Say, Sarah. What colour is that?
Sarah, to me, is kind of a whitish colour.
Oh, boring.
Yeah.
Pure.
Yeah, very pure.
Simple, I suppose.
Thank you.
Yeah, simple. And what about this one?
Go on, Cormac. You better give us Cormac.
Cormac.
Kind of a dark... dark purpley navy kind of colour.
Ooh, lovely.
That sounds a bit sinister now, doesn't it?
Yes, I would go with sinister, actually, particularly with the tone of voice that he's adopting there, and I do apologise on both of our behalf, Andrea. I don't want to like totally bombard you, but we have been totally bombarded with people wondering about what colour their name is, so I'll give you a couple more if that's okay.
Yeah.
Annette?
Black with sort of a pinkish hint.
This is amazing.
Can I ask you, Sarah, before you give it, why is that black? Why?
I don't know. It just is. And like everybody is different. So somebody else, like if you're chatting to other people with synesthesia, you know, for me, Friday is yellow and for somebody else, it's blue and for someone else, it's green. So everybody's got their own color and it has nothing to do with anybody else. So it's just your own brain doing weird cross-wiring things.
Yeah, because you're not alone. Joe has texted to say he's also always associated colors with numbers and days for some strange reason. He says 7 is brown, Wednesday is white, Saturday is green and so on. And a bit like yourself, Andrea, he had always assumed that that was the same for everyone until he realised suddenly that it wasn't. I'll give you another couple. Brenda.
I kind of felt like a browny, rusty colour.
I prefer white. Brian. Sorry, Brenda. It's just I don't really like brown, but brown's a lovely colour.
I'm sure Brenda's lovely, though.
I'm sure Brenda is lovely. Brian.
Brian is like an orangey brown colour. I have a lot of brown. I don't really know why.
Can I ask you this, though? I have another intriguing question here, if I do say so myself. I think you said Cormac is blue. Is it sexy blue or something like that?
No, you're this weird sinister purple.
So I'll go with sexy purple, right? So if you met another Cormac or heard Cormac on a Monday, would it still be purple?
Yeah, so to me it's the name rather than the person, but like at the same time, so for me, like Niamh is green, but like I don't know if I knew a Niamh really well, I don't know if that colour would evolve over time, but just it's in its most abstract sense,
my God.
If you just say the word Niamh and it's not even associated with a person, it would be green to me.
What happened if you were at a Cormac convention? Would it be completely,
gosh,
the room would be purple, would it?
That sounds scary.
Would it, yeah? Anyway, Sarah, go on.
Okay, so this is another one. Another person saying, I can see days with the colour. Monday's light grey, Tuesday's dark grey, Wednesday's deep green, Thursday's brown, Friday's dark green, Saturday's beige, and Sunday's black. Is that the same for you, Andrea? Do they stay the same? Like, since you can remember,
yeah,
have these days of the week been a colour for you and they never change?
Yeah, and that's the test. So actually, if any of your listeners are going, oh my God, I see days in colour, or if you want to test your kids, the thing is, if it doesn't change, it's synesthesia. So like when my kids were small, my daughters might say, oh yeah, no, Monday is purple. But then in 6 weeks time, they'd say Monday is orange. But my son, his colours have always stayed the same. So I'm pretty sure he has synesthesia as well. So that's how you know, it's if the colours don't change for the days of the week over the years, then that's how you know you have lightning.
Okay, so if you want to check with your kids. We have another text here from John in Sligo who says he sees people's moods in colour, which is really interesting. I'll give you a couple more names just because I feel a responsibility because we asked people to text in names and we got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Warren.
Oh, gosh, that's a kind of a dark greyish colour.
Huh. Maeve.
I've never thought of Warren before. Sinead is white. I know lots of Sinead. So
oh, no, sorry,
is white.
Maeve.
It's like Sarah.
Oh,
Maeve
is
a that bluey, kind of bluey purpley colour.
Almost mauve, indeed.
Yeah. So maybe that's it.
Magnolia.
Yeah.
What about Muil Hachlin? Does that ring any bells?
Did you say Muil at the start?
Yeah, Muil Hachlin.
Yeah, that looks greeny, dark greeny to me.
I suppose it would, really.
Well, it's because it's the beginning of it, is it? Sorry, no, I just want to ask this because somebody else had a text in. I can't find it here, but I know someone texted in a little earlier on to say that the names that they see goes with the first letter of their name.
Yeah,
the person's
I think
name.
It is
Do you find
too,
that?
And yeah, like, so when I'm saying Sarah and Sinead are both white, I'm pretty sure that's because for me, F is white. So,
okay.
And like, it's not an exact science, and they don't know a lot about it because they don't even know how many people have synesthesia, they being the internet or the scientists, because so many people don't know they have it. And it's very hard to quantify, and it's very abstract, but it's basically associating, like if you say the word table, we all picture a table. But if you pick an abstract word like Wednesday or Sarah, you know, I don't know how you would picture that. Would you see the word written out in front of you in your mind or not picture it at all? But for people with synesthesia, with color grapheme synesthesia, they'll just associate a color with it. Maybe it's a need to put a physical visual on something.
Okay,
you know?
I'm going to give you the name of a singer now. And what color do you see? Mary Black.
Oh, well, Mary is blue for me, and black is black, probably unsurprisingly, and maybe that's part of it. Like if you have, if it's given to you in the name, your brain just goes, oh, that's fine, black is black.
Okay.
Whereas if it's not obvious, maybe you have to find a colour.
Oh my God, that's
okay, Andrea, look, I'd actually talk to you for the rest of the programme, but unfortunately... We can't. But thank you very much for joining us. It's been really fascinating to speak to you. And thanks to everyone texting in on it as well. That's Andrea Mara, who is a crime author and also a synesthete. We can't get any more colours of names, but if you want to keep texting in your experiences, you can do so, of course, to 51551.